Darkly Dreaming Dexter, Disc 3.
Chapter 9. I woke up covered with sweat, not sure where I was, and absolutely certain that another murder was about to happen. Somewhere not so far away, he was searching for his next victim, sliding through the city like a shark around the reef. I was so certain I could almost hear the purr of the duct tape. He was out there, feeding his dark passenger, and it was talking to mine. And in my sleep, I had been riding with him, a phantom remora in his great slow circles. I sat up in my own little bed and peeled away the twisted sheets. The bedside clock said it was 3:14, 4 hours since I'd gone to bed, and I felt like I'd been slogging through the jungle the entire time with a piano on my back. I was sweaty, stiff and stupid, unable to form any thoughts at all beyond the certainty that it was happening out there without me. Sleep was gone for the night, no question. I turned on the light. My hands were clammy and trembling. I wiped them on the sheet, but that didn't help. The sheets were just as wet. I stumbled into the bathroom to wash my hands. I held them under the running water. The tap let out a stream that was warm, room temperature. And for a moment I was washing my hands in blood, and the water turned red. Just for a second, in the half-light of the bathroom, the sink ran blood red. I closed my eyes. The world shifted. I had meant to get rid of this trick of light in my half-sleeping brain. Close the eyes, open them. The illusion would be over, and it would be simple, clean water in my sink. Instead, it was like closing my eyes had opened a second set of eyes into another world. I was back in my dream, floating like a knife blade above the lights of Biscayne Boulevard, flying cold and sharp and homing in on my target. And I opened my eyes again. The water was just water. But what was I? I shook my head violently. "Steady, old boy. No Dexter off the deep end, please." I took a long breath and peeked at myself. In the mirror, I looked the way I was supposed to look. Carefully composed features. Calm and mocking blue eyes. A perfect imitation of human life. Except that my hair stuck up like Stan Laurel's, there was no sign of whatever it was that had just zipped through my half-sleeping brain and rattled me out of my slumber. I carefully closed my eyes again. Darkness. Plain, simple darkness. No flying, no blood, no city lights. Just good old Dexter with his eyes closed in front of the mirror.